This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, it's Wednesday. It's time for the Trim Healthy Podcast. Bring it on. Serene and Pearl are here. I'm here. There's babies in the room.
I can't bring it on.
Why?
Because he interrupted. I was just giving a lecture to my little beautiful baby and the big sister.
Oh, I didn't know.
You were lecturing them? I didn't know.
No, in a nice way. I was just telling them, don't go too far. Stay around the swing and keep bringing her back to me. You're awesome. I had to, you know, do that.
The final
she
little
she always has to sort out what's happening.
Yeah, and I was in the middle of the sort out, and Danny was like, boys and girls.
But we're back, and we're going to have a great show today. We've got fantastic things lined up because Serene has come in with note cards.
What? No, I'm not prepared.
Flashcards, like
no,
5 + 4 equals.
She never ever has a note, usually.
I don't need notes, and these are not notes. And the day I go to notes, please, like, put me out of my misery.
Yeah.
I'm not a note person. But, no, literally, I've brought about 17 journals because I'd love to be a note person. I want to be a journaler. Mm. They're sitting there empty, but I can't get them away because
I
plan on being a journaler one day.
Sometimes the idea of journaling is better than actually having to journal. It's kind of like the idea of giving up your plane seat to someone less fortunate. It's very nice, and the fact that you thought it was beautiful, but
no, you do it. It's a beautiful thing.
All the uncomfortable backache feels like beauty because you
it
know
does.
You're being
you
a
you try
good
it on
person,
Southwest
person.
Give it up to someone in need.
Really,
Danny.
How many times would you
give
say
it up
you've,
to a man?
Oh
like
no,
my
I
husband.
Like to. I actually, I'm not trying to brag on myself.
You'll give up a first
but
class
I
seat.
I tried no because that's different.
You're like too far.
That's
you've already
the road,
got your assigned seat. You can only give up a seat on Southwest.
So then you're not giving up anything.
No, if you're on Southwest, you can give it up. Everything else is assigned, and you're not allowed to give up your assigned
seats. Yes, you
seats.
Are. Because I always swap with people. Say, oh, I'm a nursing mom. Do you mind if my husband sits next to me? We've got separate tickets, blah, blah, blah.
All I'm saying is if you are in a place.
Okay,
don't let me brag on myself then. Forget it.
Go for it, Pearl.
All I'm saying is if you look for people like an older lady or person and you actually like seek like sometimes I'm like, oh, who could I, you know, exchange with? And you do it, you feel so amazing. Serene's right.
You should give it up for my husband.
Oh, because he's
literally.
So big. I would never give it up for a big old
no,
man.
This is the deal though. He has to put his body like he is going into like the size of an M&M.
Yeah, but he hasn't lived enough years. You see,
no,
you give it
comes,
up for people that have lived many years.
He comes out of the plane walking like he's just had a 72-hour Mustang, like, you know, like riding on a cowboy horse, like through the desert. Like he comes off looking like he's got chub rub everywhere.
He's buffeted by the plane.
On a horse with no name. It's so good to be out on the range. Let's go.
That
no
was
more.
Good, actually.
No more.
I forgot.
Rabbit trails. Get on with it. Serene has brought meat today, and your cards are only there because they were
oh,
your
no,
kids'
this is
vocab
the, no, the
cards.
Reason is because Pearl said, I'm busy. I've got this going. I've got that meeting. I'm trying to do this. Blah, blah, blah. You're going to bring two potties tomorrow and just blah, blah. And so after dinner, I'm about to put the baby to sleep. I just grabbed the nearest piece of paper from the drawer. It happened to be these shaped little cards because my children do definition, you know, for school words on them.
Flashcards, yeah.
I just grabbed it and just jotted it down a little bit in case I forget.
Just a little.
Serene, do not be ashamed of coming prepared.
I'm not
she's
prepared.
Like,
I know.
She's ashamed. She's like I did. No one better think I prepared for this party.
Yeah, don't worry.
But you know what? I'm glad you did because you were just telling me about it and I am so inspired. I want to go. I want you to bring it, Serene, what God has downloaded on you. And I want to say this before we start. You know, Serene and I have always said, hey, you don't have to be a believer to be a Trim Healthy Mama, a believer in the Bible. But we have any wisdom we have, we feel like it comes from the scriptures. There's nothing we can give that God didn't download that's any good, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So today, Serene's going to get into some scriptures.
And if you've got wisdom out there and you don't believe in God, sorry to say, you probably got it from God because God is wisdom.
Yeah, he's wisdom. So take what you want today and just let it apply to your life. If you're not like a believer in the scriptures, I still think like Proverbs, there's still such wisdom there, even if you don't, you know, subscribe to like Leslie, our Psalm friend here, doesn't subscribe to Christianity. But I know she's going to get a lot out of today.
Okay, so first of all, let me preface this whole thing with the fact that my health journey because of my personality being very radically intense and, you know, God's been honing me over the years, like lifting up the hood and doing surgery, you know, hiffing out stuff that makes me miserable. But during my health journey, I have been very overwhelmed to the point of exhaustion, trying to search for strength, trying to search for health, trying to search and find the thing that I need or my family member needs, and to a point where it'd be just totally like I was dry and thirsty in a desert, and everything was like a mirage, and I wasn't getting true understanding, because the more you dig, the less you know, and it gets so complicated. You get lost in the thickets, then the thorns, and you're like, help me. Well, I feel like God showed me the other day this beautiful verse, and I've read it so many times during my life, but it just came alive to me again. It's, he that waits upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not faint. And the word renew actually is not like getting your strength anew. The word actually means to exchange. And so it's not like God wants us to ask for more strength. Like he doesn't want us to ask him, like, give me more strength, Lord. Renew my strength, Lord. I need more strength. I feel weak. I need strength. No. Because even if we had bucket loads of our strength, it's not enough. It's inadequate. He wants to exchange it. He wants to trade it. He wants us to hiff it off and say, hey, let me give you my strength. He wants to pour in his strength. And his strength is supernatural. His strength is never ending. It's inexhaustible. And so maybe in your health journey, maybe you have been like me, where you just lost in the thickets and it's all so complicated, where you just feel like bawling your eyes out.
Case in point, can I do one?
Yes.
Well, and we're going to bring a podcast on this because we're trying to get to the bottom and simplify everything and just, but this whole MTHFR thing, okay?
Right,
so we're coming to it. But the more you study about something, these are, if for those of you who don't know, genetic mutations that many of us have and predispose us to certain methylation issues and things like that. It's good to look into it. But man, when you look under that hood, at first you think, oh, MTHFR, I need to take some natural folate and I'll be well. But hold on, you look into which form of folate, and that form of folate can do that to a person, and that can do that. And then don't just check your folate and homocysteine. Check 10,000 different genetic, they're called NSPs, in your body, because each one is something different. And if you're low in folate, this SNP can do this and that. Honestly, it goes round and round, Serene. You can go mental.
And every doctor almost disagrees on how you're meant to treat it and if you should treat it at all, except for like taking out the synthetic folic acid.
Yeah, there are certain things. And we're going to bring our very basic, what we've come to soon. But I'm telling you, start to look under the hood in health journeys. You can go insane, Serene. That's why we started the whole Trim Healthy Mama thing with diet.
Right.
It was the same way.
Right. We just want something simple. Well, this whole thought process got inspired. I had a sweet, amazing, amazing young lady come to me, and she was lost in the thickets, and she's like, well, my doctor says I've got this and says I've got that, and the first thought in my morning is depression, because I feel like bawling my eyes out before preparing anything for me or my family, because I'm scared of everything now. I don't know what to eat. My doctor says I can't even put face cream on or body cream on that's not one particular label, because it could have gluten in it. Like, it got to the point of even the cream on her body, and it was sanity, and she was going under.
Insanity.
Yeah, insanity. Thank you. And she was going under. She was like, the more she got into health, the less healthy she became, because of the stress and because of just that her strength, none of the strength that the world had to give her was adequate enough. And she just, anyway. So maybe in your health journey, you're like a pearl has been in that situation with the MTHFR, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
MTHFR, yes.
You've been there, Danny.
When I was dying mentally, I really had to learn how to let go of my control over my health. Dude, I wasn't getting any work done because I was on my phone on Google all day, terrified.
Yeah.
You know, and the more I typed in, the more symptoms led to possibilities, which led to new symptoms. And It was insanity.
Right.
It's totally.
And you can
insanity.
Go on these groups of diagnoses. Like even if you MTHFR, you can learn a lot there. But you can end up with 50 new diagnoses on that day, and they're all sharing their diagnoses.
And maybe you went online with an MTHFR, a dirty gene, or they call it dirty gene, but you know they're not really.
They're not.
But you actually left your little spot where you were on the internet with depression.
Well, your
you may
new
have
symptom.
Had a gene issue,
but now you got depression. It's so true.
So you might be like all of us, and you totally relate to this. So all your energy, all your power, your willpower, all of your strength, all of your human resources, all of the doctor's answers, your answers, they're all coming up inadequate. They're totally lacking. But hey, there is hope. They that wait upon the Lord, he's going to renew their strength. And remember what that means? Exchange it. So we get rid of the human lacking. What's the word? He is, what are we? We are, you know, humans are...
finite?
Yes.
Mortal?
Mortal. Yeah. This mortal strength that rots, right? But he's going to give us this strength that is totally inexhaustible because it's supernatural and it's everything we need for victory and for overcoming and for success in every area. So let's trade it in, but how are we going to, right? How are we going to trade it in? The Bible says, he that waits upon the Lord. And so it's interesting what you said, because the more you waited on Google, you got less strength. So obviously it's not waiting on Google, right? That's not how we're going to renew it.
So
we're not going to
waiting on Google gives you major depression.
Google's like the devil. He's like, no, look, he's like the world of possibilities is on Google of what you could have and what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
And so, it's Google is like an ignorant devil. Like he doesn't know what's wrong with you.
Right.
He really doesn't. And you know what? You don't know what's wrong with you.
You know, and some.
And you know what else? Some of your doctors, probably most, I have a 4-man team of doctors that were all giving me different, slightly different angles. Yeah. Some of it were, you know, and they don't like each other too. Like the one guy was like, never let a chiropractor talk to you about your gut. And I'm like, and yet out of all four of you, he's the one that's healed my gut.
Right.
You know, and so it's like, they'll disagree and it's like, you know, you turn to all these sources.
Because in the end, you're right. You can't just find a doctor. Well, let's always, you know, everything is consult your doctor. Everything is ask your doctor. Doctors disagree, people.
And it's like you said to me, because you were like, okay, so I'm going to bring back carbs into my diet because I know I've got to, you know, gain some weight now and everything. I'm like, you haven't been having carbs? What about the good old sweet potato? He's like, well, one of my doctors said that on my food mat, the sweet potato. And I said, you got issues with sweet potato, Danny? And he's like, well... Well, at least my doctor said.
Well, look, let me tell you this. As a carpenter, right, I will have homeowners ask me about things they don't know about, the condition of their house or whatever. And I'm an expert carpenter.
Yeah.
I can build a house from a dirt floor piece of land up to a Victorian palace.
He can, people. He's not just trumping his own horn, because we actually brought one of Danny's houses. We are actually the proud owners of a Danny house.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Very strongly built.
Yeah, a lot of details put in there. Mm-hmm. Some things you don't even know about. There's 6-inch walls downstairs. There's a flexible piping that can freeze up to like 4 times its size.
But I mean, anyway.
It won't burst. Good.
Yeah, yeah. I've noticed that, because in winter, that was the one place that still water flows into.
Yeah. So...
in the hilltop.
My point is that I really am an expert when it comes to homes.
Yeah.
And yet I often don't really know what's going on with a person's leak or something like this. Yeah. And it's not that I'm not knowledgeable or I can't help somebody. It's that this is a physical house and there's so many mysteries in that alone.
Yeah, it's mysteries.
What about the biological body?
Yeah.
Where it's not so cut and dry as a house. Mm-hmm. Imagine the possibilities that could be going on with your body. And one thing that helped me get so much sanity is I started taking the mind game seriously.
Yeah.
With the and just yesterday I had a relapse because I was really stressing out over something and all these old symptoms came and I was like, I finally got you. I finally have proof, because I've been having all these successful results for like I'd say about a month now of zero symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And how is it that when all the symptoms came back, I was so conscious of my really worried, fretting, negative state of mind. I was so stressed out mentally. And I actually could almost see the chemicals flowing out of my brain and mm-hmm. mixing with my gut, it kept me up. I didn't sleep until 3 a.m.
Wow. Well, as a man thinks, so is he.
That's what the scripture
And I got a hold of it, though.
So we don't wait Good, upon Denny. Google, okay? We don't wait upon our blood work. Now, none of these things are wrong, and we're going to talk about them later, but we don't wait upon them. Like, ooh, my precious, my little glass ball, tell me what's going to happen. We don't wait upon and meditate on our symptoms. A little bit in the right quadrant. I feel a sharp pain. Now, don't bump me because I'm checking for pains. You know, I used to be a symptom checker. I'm like, if I don't check it, it could get worse before I know about it, and then it might be too late, like stupid stuff like that.
Sorry. We give credence so much glory to symptoms naturally in our lives, I think.
Yes. Do you know what just healed my left flank pain? I stretched. I was having left flank pain because, you know.
That's a symptom checker to even know.
To call it the flank, right? It's totally a Googled guy. Like, I stretched and it was like muscular, not deep down in my, because I thought it was in my innermost, what is it? The descending colon.
Yeah, some organ attached to the left flank.
There are real things and real issues, and many of our listeners are going through maybe for real left flank issues.
No, this is what we're talking about. Not just some psychosomatic, which you might have a real issue and you can get 100 times worse with psychosomatic to make it worse
and
put yourself in the grave. But we're talking about you need strength because you might be actually going through something.
Yeah.
You need strength. You actually need your strength exchanged because you've even come to the end of it, but you don't need more of your own because it's not good enough.
It's not.
And you don't need more of your doctors because that's not good enough. When we don't wait upon our another thing we don't wait upon is our doctor's description. People go to a doctor for a prescription.
Yeah.
But people go more often these days for a description. Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me my whole title, my whole body, and let me wear it.
Right. And nothing wrong with doctors are awesome. Luke was a physician in the Bible, but they are not our description,
right?
Yes. We can't wear it.
Now, exactly. And we don't wait upon, meditate on, the page of every new diet guru's book.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wait upon Trim Healthy Mama. Mm. Like, it's a great thing. It's good. You're doing your duty. And we'll talk about how all these things are good later on. But there's got to be something more, something that you've tapped into that is beyond, that is God and not human. You don't wait on the next food fad train that's coming around thinking, oh, the next one, I bet you my body will respond to.
Lately, it's intermittent fasting.
Right.
Keto.
But
Sweeping the nations.
What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say will renew your strength?
I promise you the next one is going to be eating 2 hours every 2 hours again.
Right.
It's a rebound. Yeah. I promise you.
I know, totes, man. Totally. They constantly rebound. But I want to say this when we said don't wait upon Google, don't wait upon that. And it doesn't mean there's not things. Okay, so let me just talk about this. Maybe you're all going to send phone calls into me and say, oh, you know, that's not right. And I really appreciate the fact that, you know, I've got my child tested and everything. Each to their own. I'm not putting anyone down, but I'm just telling you, for me personally, there's one sweet little child that I have that I know, I don't know, but it's been different to raise than all the others. And I could go take to testing and get genetic testing and put labels on. And that's okay for some. And maybe there's a child that maybe God would want me to, but I have this feeling inside this still small voice that says, don't look under the hood too much. Just wait for me.
Mm.
And it's interesting because his name is Remnant, and I got a verse for him before he was born, right? And I didn't even know I was having a boy. I just knew that if it was a boy, that I would call him Remnant. And I was just like so kind of worn out and like wondering about when this birth was going to happen. This is the night before I had delivered him. And am I in labor? Am I not? And I'm like, oh God, I just need to hear from you. And I just like parted the Bible with my nose, snotty crying nose, you know? And it was like, hearken all you Remnant, the house of Israel, who are born by me from the mother's womb. It is I who carries you from the mother's womb. I will deliver you.
Mm.
I will bring salvation to you, even to hoary head, even to gray head. I will be there. I will be your God. That's just my wording, but it's all there. What's the word? My translation kind of thing. because I'm not like having it right in front of me. But so I know I had that, like that rhema word, that word that I know that's from God, that's like, I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to bear. And so I could be Googling my head off about him.
Mm-hmm. But he learns differently. And he was right. Slower to walk, talk. I mean, he's catching up now.
He's totally.
But you could. I mean, you could go look under the hood.
And it's not wrong for somebody too.
And it's you're also, you do things for him.
Oh, totally. And then we want to talk about the fig. Yeah. We're going to get on about that too. We're kind of like here, there and everywhere. But I'm not exhausted in my parenting of him, and he's got so much progress going on. It's so wonderful. But sometimes when you look under hoods and you Google your eyes out, you just get lost and exhausted. And sometimes you're actually not even in a better way.
Yeah.
You're actually even maybe sometimes in a worse way. And maybe there's even less progress because of the whole negative aura around the whole thing.
I know. I was looking actually, I was on some sort of forum. Oh, it was on the MTHFR groups. And someone was saying, they were talking about autism, because there's a lot of MTHFR autism crossovers and things like that. And someone was saying, because it gets crazy on the groups with all the diagnosis and all what they could have and what they might have and all this. And this lady said it was really beautiful. And that maybe this is something you can take if you're not a Christian, you're not into the scripture. She said, look, every year I would think, by this time next year, I want my son to be doing this and he'll be speaking. By this time next year, things are going to be changing, and because I'm going to use that supplement and I'm taking him to that doctor, that new one, I'm traveling 4 hours, but I know it's going to be better, and every year there were progress. But she said, I just wish I had lived in the moment and mothered my child. Now my child's a teenager. Doing great. We're still seeing progress. He's a different boy. But I just wish I had enjoyed every day with him rather than what's he going to be like next year, and will he reach the milestones?
That's so huge.
And that's the beautiful thing about my Remy. He is so amazing.
Yeah.
And the healing hugs he gives and the love that he gives our family is so beyond incredible. And I know he's a genius. I actually think he's a genius. He's just doing things differently. And we had a little bit of a brother like that too, that my mom said, he's different, children. Leave him alone. Stop annoying. But he's a genius, you know. He was like such a smart member of our family.
It's not to say, I know we have lots of mothers with children on the spectrum. It's not to say you can't get them tested find out what spectrum they're on and all that. But I do think there needs to be a bit of a beware of that, because we're labeling so many people. And when I go on these groups and I just see the labels and see the boxes and see, well, he has this and that, and I've got two on the spectrum, one's this one and one's that.
Yeah.
I think it's sweeping the nation, and I think we just need to all be a little careful of it. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Let's talk about Hezekiah real quick, because I want to talk about what we call the fig.
Yeah.
And then talk about what I'm doing for Remy and stuff like that. But, there's a king in the Bible, King Hezekiah, and he was sick. He had this disease and he just cried out to the Lord, and he was like, Lord, heal me. And God said he would. He said, I'm going to give you 15 more years. And Hezekiah's like, well, how do I know that you're going to heal me? And he's like, well, I'm going to turn the whole sundial back. Basically, that was such incredible supernatural power, miraculous power to turn back the sun. I don't know how, I'm not reading it right in front of me, but it was definitely impossible and supernaturally miraculous. But God says, hey, Hezekiah, I want you to go put a fig poultice on your eyes. God had the miraculous power to turn the sun back, but he wanted Hezekiah to obey him and put some figs on his eyes.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with all these wonderful herbs. They're gifts from God. They are his healing. I just believe
that CBD even. Right. And that's helped Remy a lot. That helps your son Arden.
They're little gifts. They're like little puddles of his healing. But I want to bask in the crimson river of his blood, his healing, because of his blood that was shed for us. So that's where I rest.
Yeah.
But I
that's
do
your rest.
I do the figs out of, hey, God, like, you want me to do a fig? I'm all about it. I'm on it. I'm putting that fig poultice. So I rub frankincense at the base of Remy's neck twice a day. He takes CBD twice a day. I've got him on like grass-fed liver for natural folate. He's on like certain fermented greens every day. He's got like the X Factor butter oil and cod liver. I'm like, he's on the figs. But none of it is stress to me.
Okay.
None of it's like, oh, we missed. Ooh, ooh, ooh. None of it is like, it's just like, hey, yeah, it's my duty. I've heard this stuff helps. I look under the hood a little bit as symptoms come my way, but I don't look say, doctor, tell me everything that's wrong with this person.
Yeah.
Because the doctor doesn't know everything that's wrong.
They just
sometimes
don't.
They just label. Like the little girl that came to me that was so undone. She's actually a mother of like five children and she's so exhausted. She's like, my doctor thinks I have PCOS. I'm like, thinks or knows? Well, he hasn't tested yet, but he really thinks that this. I said, your skin looks beautiful. You're not overweight. Like it's, I don't even see it lining up. So you, but she already wore the fact. She already basically came to me. She said, oh, well, I've got PCOS.
Yeah.
So my point being is, sometimes we wear things that our doctors put on us and he doesn't even really know yet. You know, he may not have even tested you for it.
Hey, I had a doctor kind of gave me the kind of little inside scoop on an email because they actually have these systems that are legally, they're able to email you now and it's all like a protected email. You have to go onto their
patient
website.
Patient portal, yeah.
Patient portal kind of vibe. You know.
I hate patient portals.
Oh, I love it.
Charlie
I have access to the doctor.
I like him too because I could go on like my husband and check his testosterone level.
You
and
can
stuff.
Ask questions.
The reason I hate them is because that's the same reason I'm not on social media. I just feel like I just want, give me a phone so I can hear a voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a face
in
front of me.
But see, they rush off the phone. That's my. That's why I don't like
time.
That. Yeah. Gotta go. And it's just like I didn't get anything I needed.
But anyway, you were saying.
So he, I was asking him about, I said, man, my symptoms are, because he's one of my four team of doctors. He's more traditional. He's more of the not naturopath guy. And I said, man, 99% of my symptoms are gone. But I have this new thing and it's this, that, and the other. And he said, he goes, man, I'll be honest with you. He said, so much of me helping people is helping them to stop. I think it was ruminating. Is that the
perfect
word? Is that the right word? Ruminating?
Yeah, ruminating.
He said is to get help people stop ruminating on their bodies.
Well, he's a good doctor then.
And I thought,
he might not be into the herbs, but he's good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he didn't care about herbs. You made me say your word. Herbs.
You say
don't
herbs?
Don't you dare say herbs.
It's herbs.
There's issues with dropping off a
producer
letter,
John,
like
are you an herb or a herb?
He's an American. He's herb.
What are you? Herb. But you're a herb, Leslie.
And he's from out west.
And
herb,
these Americans
boy.
Say tuna instead of tuna.
I know.
That's just
you
crazy.
Say tuna?
Yes.
There's a U in there.
I know,
how
but there's no
you?
CH.
Yeah, is that right?
To you?
Americans
tuna?
Are right on that.
Tuna,
they say tune.
T-U.
Yeah, tune.
Not CH.
No, ch. That's chew.
There's no ch.
That's chew. I say tune. It,
no, you don't,
what,
Serene. You say tuna. We
on
say
what
ch.
What planet
tuna.
Is T pronounced CH?
Tuna. I don't say tuna.
We are on a bad rabbit trail.
On what
okay,
planet?
Okay, yeah, this is meat. I'm back to the meat.
But listen, I want to finish this.
Yeah. It's planet
no.
Serene.
Hey.
No.
Hey.
You say potato, I say potato. Let's just call it off and get back on plan.
I meant the doc, the ruminating.
Oh, okay. Back to your ruminating. Go for it.
I just thought, you can't imagine the relief I felt, too, when I described some hardcore symptoms to him, by the way, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of them
I've
included
heard.
Blood. Okay, and he was like, dude, stop ruminating on your body. The body has fluids. It does this. It does that. You're feeling great. Stop questioning it. And
yeah.
It was like, it changed my life.
So
I haven't felt
good.
The symptoms since.
That's so good. It's so good. So back to the meat. It's not wrong to go.
We didn't leave the meat.
Okay.
We left it for tuna.
So it's not, you and your tuna, it was me that brought up.
Okay.
Okay. So it's not wrong to go look at the internet. It's not to search. It's not wrong to go to a doctor. It's not wrong to take the fig. It's not wrong. It's only wrong when you wait upon it like you're precious.
Yes. Oh,
when
thank
it brings
you
anxiety, you. When it brings you fear. But guess what? I was just reading today and when I was doing my Bible reading and also in Kings, and it was talking about this one king of Israel. And
look at your cute little Bible.
Isn't it cute?
I don't know how you can read that, you
it's
see.
It's tiny.
And Ahaziah, he fell through the lattice of his upper chamber, right? And he sends word down. He's like, go. He sent his men down. He said, go to the God of Ekron and inquire of Baal-zebub, you know, if I'm going to live and not die, right?
Wow.
And this is the king of Israel.
He wanted to know if he's going to live and not
die. This is meant to be the one following God.
Right.
Right? But he's inquiring of this other thing. And God says, But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, Elijah was the prophet, arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, right, who's gone off to, you know, get this word from God, the God of Ekron, and say to them, is it because there is no God in Israel that you go in to inquire of Baal-zebub? And because he inquired of Baal-zebub, of Ekron, the God of Ekron, you're not going to make it. He's like, you're going to die because, and it's not, this is Old Testament, okay? But my point being is, and he wasn't a good man anyway. He was a bad king. But the point being is, it's not wrong to inquire of these other places, but where are we going to put our trust and who are we going to ask first?
Can I do a case in point of my own?
You're going to talk about Beelzebub?
No, I'll just do a reveal of my own life. I'm guilty of that, Serena. I'm glad you're bringing this up today because we need reminders. You know, we have sat here potty after potty and been like, hey, speak into your waters and this and that. But we, all three of us even need to be reminded of this.
Yes.
You know, you all know because I say it all the time. I'm 48, perimenopause, you know, and I tell you all about my periods, a lack of them.
You know, your hot flashes, we all know all about it.
Okay, well, I don't have hot flashes anymore with CBD, but.
Wait, gone?
Yeah, the Chillax cream took them right away. But all I'm saying is, So I've been doing great with perimenopause, having a good attitude. But I decided time's enough, Pearl, go get your blood tested just to see where your levels are because you can get this test.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. You can get your FSH. I wanted to have a diagnosis of if I was going into, you know, menopause or not. I wanted to see what my blood work was telling me. So I went and got it. I was feeling great that day, actually. I've been doing so good in perimenopause. I'm the happiest perimenopause lady there could be, you know?
Yeah.
Still, my husband and I still going strong. We're doing good.
Fruit salad.
Fruit salad, that's Serene's code word for marital intimacy. You know, we're just good, okay? I got the results back. Testosterone's totally tanked. I mean, I'm full on. No wonder I haven't had my period in a while. I'm full on like menopause.
Everyone knows now. FSH. Got a period for
yeah. And I've got like high level, you know, FSH goes up when you're in menopause. And it all showed me that I was becoming a menopausal woman. And I thought, suddenly I felt horrible. Suddenly I was like, I went and told my husband, you know how I've been falling asleep on the couch? And well, now I know why.
Yes.
It's because I was just like, everything was just real to me.
You were just like, I'm all dried up.
I'm a dried up menopausal woman. How can you love me? And then I was feeling so good before I got those levels. So you're right, Serene, we can test things and it's fine to know because now I'm going to go to a bioidentical doctor and get me some testosterone. Good for me.
But are you waiting on that bioidentical
doctor? No, I'm going to live and
for
be
your
happy
strength.
Now.
You're not waiting on there for your strength.
I was
getting
for a
little bit of info because, you know, you can put a few figs on yourself.
No, but take Serene, it's where you allow your brain to go.
Yes.
I was living through those numbers.
Exactly.
Suddenly my world was my menopausal numbers. And it took me a few days and then I'm like, Pearl, you're being so ridiculous. You were feeling good.
Yeah.
You know, you're just going through this change. Get yourself together, girl. Don't let this be your identity.
Right. And it's okay to be encouraged by other things. Oh, I'm going to check out. And oh, yeah, that was an encouraging testimony. That person walked through menopause. Great. But you're going to God to seek for your strength.
Absolutely, because he is my strength.
Exactly. So that was a story about the king there. And then I wanted to say the other thing really quickly. Yes. So as we wait upon the Lord, we wait upon him and we think, okay, well, what does that look like? Well, the Lord is the word. God is the word. So we wait upon the word. We meditate on the word. The Bible says he sends his word and he heals us. It says his word is life to our flesh and health to all our bones.
Oh, yeah.
It's health to all those that find it. And so this is incredible, but we have to ruminate on the word. We can ruminate on the word, right? Because that's when it's not just like, oh, I read a little scripture on healing. Big whoop. It's got to go from the mental place. Thank you, my baby, brought me a flower.
See? Oh, this so sweet.
But it's got to ruminate till it gets inside of you, right?
Yeah, because fear, like, you know, we go to Dr. Google, right? And we have fear.
Beelzebub.
Yeah, Beelzebub. So that's definitely not resting in his word. It's the opposite, right?
Right. So if you're wanting to wait on the Lord.
So we know we're not waiting at that point.
Right. And we wait on the Lord to hear his voice, but it's a still small voice. There's another story in the Bible I was just reading lately. Elijah, he ran off in fear of Jezebel and went to this cave and he was hiding out. And the Lord came to speak to him. And there was this big whirlwind outside. And Elijah went out to listen, thinking that the Lord's voice was going to be in there. But the Bible says the Lord's voice was not in the whirlwind, and then there was this lightning flashes, and the Bible says, and the Lord's voice was not in that. And then he heard a still small voice, and he said, and the Lord's voice was in the still small voice. So when you have fear, anxiety, the whirlwind of anxiety and all that stuff, that is not the voice of God. Because God is not the God of fear. He's the God of
a sound mind.
He said, don't give you a spirit of fear, but Pearl, finish it.
But of love, of power, and of a sound mind. It's soundness.
So when you're anchored in peace, that's a sound mind. And so that's when you know. And God can say, hey, I really feel like you need to take that fig. And that's where I want to bring the story. And I'm talking a lot. I'm so sorry.
It's good.
But I want to get all this out. When we walked through this journey with my eldest son, Arden, for new peeps in the room, he battled cancer. And at the time, 3 years ago, it was aggressive. No longer. It's not aggressive at all. And he's healed. But it was aggressive at the beginning. And I was on the Google. And I was searching. And I'm like, well, how did this start, and what is the cause and what is the root? And there could be all these ways. Was it a pathogen? Was it a virus? Was it like microscopic bacteria in his blood cells? You know, all these things it could be. And there's all these different supplements. We could have become like bankrupt through Amazon, you know, all this kind of crazy stuff. And so I didn't have the strength as a human. No doctor had the strength as a human. We spent $50,000 on alternative doctors before Vanderbilt and all the conventional to try and find the answer. The only way we found the answer was waiting for that still small voice. And then there was a few things that trickled in, like a piece about four things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give him this, give him that. And it was just like, so it was okay.
And part of it was doing some doctor conventional stuff too, and you had peace about that too.
Totally. But it's like, where did you know where to go? But when you wait upon the Lord, he'll give you maybe, like, depending, he might give you a few figs on your mind.
Yeah.
But it's not that desperate panicky search where you don't know which one when you're on Google.
Right.
But when you wait upon the Lord, see, there's that rest. So it's not like if I wait upon the Lord, I can't take the fig.
Yeah.
But he'll tell you about the fig. You know, fig's code word for doing our duty with the health of from the earth that he's given us. So just in case you missed that.
I did.
Did you really?
I'm like,
you?
What are we talking about? Figs?
It's the story of Hezekiah. God wanted to heal him. So he
has
put
weaved,
a fig pulse.
Okay,
on.
Woven, I would pass that metaphor all through this potty. You missed it?
No, I got the fig metaphor. Okay. But the whole time I was thinking too, like, why don't...
It's not a literal fig.
Yeah, but I wonder if a literal fig poultice would heal blind people. That was my question. Like, what if that's what they're missing all these years?
It's
like,
well, for this Hezekiah, it proved that God wanted him to use it. So I just want to say, you know, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. That's Isaiah 40:29. This is scripture. This is word. This is his word that's sent to heal you. It says, be strong, what? In yourself? No, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Because we don't have power. And I'm not ashamed to say these scriptures, even if to people out there who aren't believers, because I'm just sharing as a fellow friend what I know is helpful. And this is all I know is helpful. I've been through stuff. Pearl's been through stuff. We've been through stuff. We've been through valley times. And we tried everything else out here. And the word is what anchored us and what got us through it. This is the strength we know to share. So we're not trying to preach to anyone like, oh, why are they spending scriptures? No, this is what we have to share.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to do a potty if I can't share what helped me.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Well, the practical thing, and you told me this the other day, that, you know, as every time we eat, well, we choose life, right? As Trim Healthy Mamas, you know, we choose to eat these life-giving foods. But then you were like, Pearl, you know, we eat, but we have to take in God's word too. And so just that idea of just ruminating upon the scriptures, not just God bless you for this food, ruminating on scriptures actually as we eat physically too. Like, thank you, Father, that you sent your word to heal me. Mm-hmm. And this is ruminating. This is when it gets into the soul. So we're feeding our spirit and we're feeding our body's peace. And we know that this is not just, okay, a scripture and I'm memorizing it and saying it. No, I'm sorry, science
There's
now
no
has got to the point.
Memorizing and saying with no intent behind it where the heart doesn't believe. It's got to be from the heart. It's
right,
have but the
science even now backs up yes. that there's power in words, way greater power in God's word, of course.
Yes. Yeah, science backs up. Like we've talked about Dr. Emoto and the Japanese doctor who would, he would actually say things to rice water, say, "You idiot! You idiot!" You know, and then to another, "I appreciate you. Thank you. You are loved. You are loved." But he couldn't just say the words. It didn't work. He had to put feeling behind it. So he had to actually like, you know, gather up some emotion involved. And then to one, this was so interesting. Oh my goodness, it's such a rabbit trail. But to the third rice water, he ignored. He ignored. And you think, oh, well, you know, if I don't have anything good to say to that person, I won't say them at all. But God says to bless those who persecute you.
Yeah.
And so maybe, you know, sometimes...
What happened to the rice water that he ignored?
It totally rotted. Now, the one that was hated, black mold, hexagonal shape, big, gross black mold all through it. But the one that was ignored just totally rotted. So I, this is very challenging to me with my children.
And the other one that he loved was
perfect.
Great. Now, I want you to know, you can get your children to do this. Mine did it for homeschool.
Oh, it's all pictures
Not
all
under
across
my
blogs,
jurisdiction. They did it with a teacher. They go to a tutor and they did this experiment. And
it takes 30 days. Look it up on how to do it.
My daughter was yelling at her rice.
Oh,
totally. The one that was yelled at was so full of like mold and stuff. The one that she loved, I don't even know if she's got it to this day, is the most happiest, beautifulest rice, not a bit of mold.
It naturally
it's amazing.
Ferments. Sweetly, like there was no bad bacteria got into it, so it's so obviously it ferments, but it's white and perfect. And the one that's hated, it's so gross, the blackest, thickest hex, like you could pluck them out like marbles, black mold. But anyway, this was challenging to me. It's such a rabbit trail. But
that
was ignored rotted, and that made me think. Sometimes I get busy, and I make sure my children's teeth are brushed, they're in bed, they've had a good day, you know, their shoelaces are tied, and everything's good. But have I taken time to how was your day? Like talk and not just like do the mothering and make sure. I just need to soul talk with them too, because there's damage in ignoring.
Oh, but I love where you're going with this too on that level. Like, you know, as I was saying, as we eat, you know, we could say scriptures and you could think, well, I just don't really need to. You know, I mean, I just believe it. But in a sense, isn't that ignoring our souls? So the ignored rice was just... You know, it was ignored and physically showed it too. So we absolutely have to get in there and nourish our souls. How do we nourish our souls? With God's word. Come
and
in, honey,
people,
my husband's at the door.
My husband, you know, not my husband, but my father often says, oh, you know, I have healthy food. I had like a teaspoon of coconut oil today. And he thinks that, sweet dad, if you're listening, I love you. But he thinks that teaspoon of coconut oil will cover all the like... MSG meat sticks and fried dim sums that he gets in town when he goes, you know.
Yeah.
So we might think, well, I said a little scripture, but it was just like a small portion compared to all the other junk we might be thinking that day, or you know, junky stuff we might be saying. Oh my goodness, I'm so distracted in rabbit trail because Uncle Charlie
just showed up.
Sam's
well,
from
you've
the
got
chocolate,
our chocolate
factory, apparently.
Yeah, they've gone to the... Okay, but I got to finish this and then I'm going to eat the chocolate, okay?
We're sampling out because we're making our own chocolate in our own manufacturing center.
But it's 42 minutes, so we've got to finish and then we'll take.
Is this from our chocolate factory?
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Charlie and the chocolate factory has just entered the building.
So I'm distracted. I can't even finish.
No, it was so good, Serene. It's just chocolate cane.
No, should we finish and just do chocolate?
Finish your sentence and then we have to discuss this chocolate, because people, we've been sending away to make our chocolate.
Okay, hey, it's all, we've said it enough.
Solace told you to be quiet.
Solace told you off. No. It's good. We said enough. I was just probably like going over and all that stuff. It's good.
You're like dad. Done. You know, our precious father is a pastor.
Yeah.
And there's an ending, but you see the ending is going everything he spoke, and then there's another ending.
Yeah.
And you're not ended until you've done four different
Finishing
endings.
Finishing up here was like half an hour ago.
Yeah.
I stopped coming to Campbell weddings.
But bless the dad. Because he might
love
be listening, and that was two strikes.
I come to all of them.
Oh.
He did it.
This is
Richard.
This is
Basil's?
This is richer than
Is this
the,
milk,
the
honey?
Other.
This is dark.
Oh, that's really good. He nailed it. It's too sweet for me, but for the regular people, you'll love it.
It's very sweet for dark.
Kind of a nutty flavor.
You know, the only thing I would do would pull down sweetness a tiny bit, but most people would love this. You know what? He nailed it, honey. This person.
Hey, they're still recording.
I know, that's all right. This is Basil Hall, my actual son-in-law, Kendall, his dad. He works for us.
It's a family thing.
Yeah, and he's actually like, he came on to do other things for us for our manufacturing center. Like, he's an engineer, please. And he, you know, going to make sure we're all running properly. Ooh. But we put him on creating chocolate because he's so good at taste and everything. And what's this one?
Oh, my gosh.
It's just got a little bit like...
It's
a little
gritty right now. It's granular.
Because he didn't... If it's gritty, that means he didn't put it through the whole process.
But it's like a brownie.
It's the milk. The milk powder, maybe. People are still listening.
It's like a gritty brownie texture.
I love the taste of it, though.
I love it. Wow. Did you taste that creaminess?
I love
the taste
of it.
It's like a full glass and a half of full cream dairy milk on every bar of Cadbury.
That's what this
I
tastes
love
like.
The one with vanilla. We're almost there, but that taste is so perfect.
The taste is so good.
Hey, guys, we're going to go and we're going to ruminate.
We're going to ruminate on this vanilla chocolate.
This is a big deal. This is us with our own chocolate factory. See ya.
Man, that's good. Nothing, Mama, my way. And then I'll be
nothing, Mama, to stay. Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.